Morning, everyone. We're going to call this committee hearing to order, and I will note for the record that there is a quorum present. First order of business is approval of the minutes from Tuesday, March 5th. Vice Chair Hollins, would you care to move the minutes?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I've reviewed the minutes, and I move their approval.
I think that everybody who moved the minutes was in attendance. I think that the meeting was not noted as virtual, so I don't see anything that needs changing, but perhaps we have another eagle-eyed member. Any comments to the minutes? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The minutes are adopted. Phew. Okay. We are not going to be moving the consent calendar for the day. I spoke with Representative Torkelson, and per our discussion, we're going to be scheduling on the regular calendar for the day, and with the hope that there would not be amendments, since it was a joint request from Representative Pinto and Representative Novotny that it be on the consent calendar. But understanding the request, we will be adding it to the calendar for the day. So calendar for the day proposal is House File 3309, Representative Frazier; House File 3526, Representative Tabke; House File 3868, Representative Curran. And I would also move that we add House File 3520, Representative Pinto, to the calendar for the day. Any discussion to that motion? Chair Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'm just a little curious about why we are moving the House File 3520 to the calendar for the day. The, as you know, was came out of my committee, unanimously voted on to be placed on the consent calendar. We had a couple of other bills that are either in the pipeline or that we've already done that. And so are we, I'm just kind of curious, perhaps from our colleagues across the aisle, if they're not intending to accept those consent calendar agreements. Thank you.
Representative Torkelson.
Thank you. Well, procedurally, you will note that if a bill is objected to on the House floor, because it's on the consent calendar, the bill is pulled for that day and will not be voted on. It only takes five hands for that to happen, and we are aware that that some of our members object to it, and not necessarily those that brought the bill forward for the consent calendar. But in the interest of not delaying the bill, we think it's best that it be put on the general register.
And Representative Torkelson, the objection is not to the bill itself, it's to the consent calendar.
That
as a procedure. Chair Mueller.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, thanks for that explanation, but I guess that means that we shouldn't be even bothering to place any bills on the consent calendar if this is going to happen every time. So I don't know if we should even make those motions anymore in committee. We can certainly try, but if it seems like that's the trend that they're going to get pulled, then so be it. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Mueller. Any further discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion to add House File 3520 to the calendar for the day, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The motion is approved. And now I will move the adoption of the full calendar for the day as amended, pursuant to Rule 1.21 and 3.33. The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will designate Monday, March 11th for the adoption of the calendar for the day and establish a pre-filing requirement for amendments offered to those bills. Any discussion to the motion? All those in favor of adopting the calendar for the day, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is adopted. Members, on Monday, we will be having an additional morning meeting at 9 a.m. To adopt some procedural motions. So wanted to give folks as much of a heads up as we could for that meeting, and we will be putting out the motions later today. Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move that the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration rescind the R30-0 resolution, which gave primary tenant approval to the renovation of the state office building, and that we take appropriate steps after that. And this comes, Mr. Chair, after the most recent budget update. Once again, that was not a ray of sunshine for the state of Minnesota. I do believe that there is room still to tap the brakes and have a more thorough conversation about what it is that we're doing just outside my window. And I think that there is value for the state of Minnesota, its residents, its taxpayers, to request that we have a more deliberative conversation in light of what the Walz administration has indicated is going to be a structural deficit.
Representative Nashner motion is not in order. That is our business for today, and with that, we are adjourned.